ABC Radio Australia.
Turning to sport now, and Papua New Guinea has appointed a new board of directors to head up its NRL franchise, and it's wasting little time preparing for the 2028 season. Overseeing the players' village and creating commercial opportunities will be among the top orders of business for the seven members, which includes PNG Hunters chairman Stan Joyce and Melbourne Storm legend Marcus Bai. At the top of the to-do list, however, will be to come up with a new name for the club. To do that, PNG Prime Minister James Marape has tasked the board with launching a competition so the public can come up with ideas. And Marcus Bai already has one of his own in mind.
For me, I have my own, and maybe a lot of people won't like it, but it's got a good meaning to the relationship that during the Second World War with the Kokoda Track. That's something that we Papua New Guineans, we look at it as, they call them the Fasiwasi Angels who does that. And, you know, they said to me, what will be the name? And I said, the only thing that I can think of is the Fasiwasi Angels that holds the big relationship between Papua New Guinea and Australia.
Well, look, I can't speak for Papua New Guineans, but I know a lot of Australians would be very moved by the idea of a PNG NRL club paying homage to that World War II relationship. And hey, look, PNG Angels, I can see that. I think there's some logo potential there. But, yeah. What kind of things do you think you'll advocate for to make sure that it's, you know, going in the right direction?
I think, you know, the last 2 days is where the compound or where the players and their wives will be staying. Part of the sale to our Australians and our New Zealanders and overseas players, probably England as well, is where they're going to live and make sure it's safe and as well closer to places, coffee shop, maybe nightclubs, bars and things like that, that the players can come and enjoy in Moresby. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we probably have a look at. And there's a lot of, Stan Joyce, Ian Tarutea, and their experience in where rugby league lies and my experience being a player starting with Melbourne Storm to make it easier for the players to come in and enjoy Port Moresby, and especially their wives and girlfriends providing, I presume, providing employment for these girls, the ladies to come in and say, hey, there's a job for you, go and do, and don't just, you know, sit in the house, things like that. To me, I look at it this way, there's a lot of great opportunities for business. And, you know, I know that a lot of players, when they're, you know, earning good money, they want to start something for themselves, and there's no other places they can do here.
I like that emphasis you're putting on entertainment. And I say that as somebody who grew up in Canberra and spent my youth going to Bruce Stadium, which I'm sure you've played at. But around that precinct, yeah, there was little to no entertainment. And it was something the city always cried out for. And I think it actually hurt crowd numbers. So I think that's a good direction. Do you think you'll move back to PNG for this role, or do you think you'll be able to do it from Queensland where you live now?
Well, at the moment, my CEO, John Lewins, he said to me, where does this role? And I said, John, I said, boss, I have no idea. I said, until we first meet and see where we are. It is an appointment of a board member. I presume that I'll be still working for K9 to mining and attend to the board. And there will be one or two, what I get now is there'll be one or two in person as a board meeting together. And there'll be the other meetings that will be online to be able to have conversation on the board about what they wanted to do as quickly. At the moment, I know that I'll be still working for K9 to mining here in Eastern Highlands and Eastern Highlands Province, and then I think the next couple of weeks I'll know as soon as they put things together and with the ARL Commission and of course our bosses and they will let us know what. The chairman will let us know what our roles are, and then we can go from there. Very, 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 very lucky with the understanding CEO that who gave me an opportunity to say, hey, go for it, and you still work for us, but we'll allow you to go and attend the board meetings, fly in, attend the board meeting if it's in Sydney or if it's in Brisbane or if it's in Moresby, and then come back here and work. You continue to do your 4 weeks on and 4 weeks break. So that side of things was really pleasing for me and my family. And I'm putting into perspective of the players coming here, what do they look at in Moresby? That is the question that it's deeply in me, that for those young boys or experienced players, the marquee players that will be coming in 4 years' time, or what do we have for them? So that's something that I'm looking forward to, that, and I can participate in the players, or being an ex-player, the players' perspective of when you move to another city. That's something we're going to put perspective to the players to come up here and play for us, play for this, 10 to 15 million people here. And that's something that I'm proud of, and, you know, telling my kids, you know, you play for this country, you play for this franchise, it's got a massive meaning. You motivate a lot of young kids who struggle, and maybe 50, 60% of this, or 80% of these young kids who struggle, and the only way out is rugby league.
And just on your son, Cooper, yeah, you mentioned that he played for Queensland recently in the under-19 State of Origin men's side. Would you like to see him play for PNG one day? And do you think he would like to play for PNG if he ever got the opportunity?
I'm a Papua New Guinean, but I understand his mother is Australian and New South Wales lady, so I would love to. I would love to for him to come and put it at the jersey that I wore with pride. And as well, I understand he can be able to play for Papua New Guinea, but as well be able to play for Australia. And I cannot stop that, but he's going to make his mind up as he grows older. And